We are up to Simin Resh Lamed Tes, and that's what we'll be doing. Sif Aleph Korah Al Mitoso Parsha Rishono Shel Shema. One should read Al Mitoso when he's already in bed, the first parsha of Shema. Umavorech Hamapil Chevlei Sheino Aleinoi V'chulu, and he makes the bracha of Hamapil before he goes to sleep. Now the Mishnah Berurah first of all points out that if someone daven Marv early, he should say all three parshias and have kavana to be yotze kriyishma in the midst of zchiras yitzias mitzrayim. Even if someone did daven Marv in time, it's still a good thing to say all of kriyishma, because together with kel melech neman, there are 248 words in it, keneged the ramach evorim. Since kriyishma is a shmira, you want to shmira over the ramach evorim. Now the mashmos of the Mechaber is that you say Shema, you say Amapil, and then later he goes on and tells us to say all kinds of psukim for Shmira. Mashmos is that you say them after Hamapil either. There are some who say that you should leave Hamapil for the end, and other Achronim say that you should even say Hamapil before Kriya Shema. The Shaila is, what is the proper order? So Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out and says that if you know that your teva is that as soon as you start you end up falling asleep, say Hamapil first. This way you'll at least get to say Hamapil. Whereas otherwise you save Hamapil for the very end. Says the Ramah now, Hagav Yikar Kriyishma Samach Lemitoso. You're supposed to say Kriyishma Lamita just before going to sleep. Veinochlim Vishosim Velo Medabrim Acher Kriyishma Shalmitoso Elayishan Miyad. You're not supposed to be mafsik with achila. You're not supposed to be mafsik with achila with shtir or dibur, but you should go to sleep immediately. Shenemar imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem, and then domu sela. So you don't do anything else. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say that you should not say kriyishma. You should not say kriyishma lamita till you feel like you're beginning to fall asleep. Others say that you don't have to wait till that point. You can say it before, as long as you don't plan on doing anything else. So if you lie in bed, even if you're not falling asleep, but as long as you're not speaking, that is not a hefsik. What happens if you said Kriya Shema Lamita, but you didn't say Hamapil yet, and you're thirsty? So you're allowed to drink, but you should say the first parasha of Kriya Shema over again. In terms of Tashmish Amita, so he brings down that the ideal thing to do is for one to clean himself and then say Shema and Hamapil afterwards. Now, the Bir Halacha discusses the issue of someone that says Kriya Shema Lamita and can't fall asleep. So he says that even if you said Hamapil, there are those who hold that it's not a bracha levatola because it's said al minhago shel olam. You're thanking Hashem for the concept of sleep. It's not like a birkas anenin. The Mishnah Berurah, though, is mistopic, and he leaves it as a tzarechi, and he's not sure that that's really the case. Now, also, what happens if someone is about to go to sleep and he realizes it's almost alos hashachar? There is no inyan of saying hamapil before going to sleep by day. It's only by night. So the question is, if at the time you're saying hamapil, it's before alos, but by the time you're going to go to sleep, it'll be after alos, what's the halacha? He leaves that as a tzarechi also. Further, va'ayin liel simin samach gimel im muter likros kshu shochev. See before on the halacha of whether or not you're allowed to say shema while you're lying. See, he says the Mishnah Berurah speaks out lachat chila. That's aser. There's an interesting magen avram here. The Mishnah Berurah brings that if you were yotze kriyishma in shul and now you're just saying it for shmira, you're allowed to lie. There's no iser in lying when you say kriyishma if you were yotzed in shul already. There are machmirim lechatchila. The best thing is that you should really stand or sit. Whereas if you're already lying, so at least just lie on your side. And bechlal, you should always be lying on your side, even if you're not saying krishma. There's an issur of sleeping praktin, which is on your back. Further in the Ramah, vimkar krishma v'lo yuchalishin miyad, oz chozav akara kama pamim zachazeh, achi ishtakeya b'sheina. If you already finished Shema and you can't fall asleep, keep saying the psukim many times. Anchi yishtaka b'sheina. Now this includes Kriya Shema, but you cannot say the Shema Yisrael over again and then again Shema Yisrael. You have to say the whole first parsha with it. V'sheyiyah kriyaso samach l'sheinoso. You don't make a bracha of Asher Kedishonim Mitzvosav V'tzivan while Kriya Shema, that Chazal were metakin saying Krishma before going to sleep. They didn't make a bracha for this. V'yomer, what else do you say? Yeah, the Mishtabura says if you can be Mahar B'divrei Torah, that's really ideal. Further, if someone sleeps by day, the Mishtabura says that you don't say Amapel. We saw this before. He does bring down to say Vinom Yosha B'Seser, although he previously told us that that wasn't the Minhag. The Omer, and he says Yosha B'Seser, El Yom Vomer Hashem Rabut Tzorai Ad Lashem HaYeshua, Vomer Baruch Hashem Bayom, Baruch Hashem Baloyla, Baruch Hashem Shachven, Baruch Hashem Mekumenu, Vayomer Hashem Lasot Niger Becha Asotin, Hashem Shomrecha, Me'ato V'Yadolom, B'Yotcha Afkid Ruchi, Yivrecha Hashem ad yasem lecha shalom v'omer hashkivenu ad samach lechasima. You say hashkivenu till the end, but you're without a chasima. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that before one goes to sleep, the right thing to do is to be mefashpesh b'maisav, make sure that he didn't do any averis and he did to do tshuva, and especially common averis such as chanufa, lashon hara, sheker, litzonis, bitl Torah. And also that you should be mochel anyone that sinned against you, that's a school of arichas yamim. One is not supposed to sleep in a room alone, especially if he's a Talmud Chacham. And if there are other people there, what he does is leaves the door open. This way he's not considered totally alone. Sivbeis kishiyivshot chaluko lo yabchenu mimato lamalo. When you take off your clothing, so they did not sleep in pajamas, so taking off one's clothing, he would then have to cover himself. So he shouldn't just take off his clothes and then get into bed. Shimkei nimtza gufo orim, because then he's uncovered. Eli yivshatenu derech rosho v'yichasa atzmo basadino mitachas v'yikonis b'mitaso. What you do is you make sure that you're covered in the sheet at the time that you get undressed, and this way you find yourself in bed without having uncovered yourself before you got into bed.